And
Yud Aleph Nissan, Tuesday the 31st of March, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Pesach.
I would like to speak about a nekuda that maybe some of you heard it before, but ein besmelish b'lo chidush. Pesach is called Zman Chiruseinu, the time of our freedom. However, it says in the Perek Shishi of Pirkei Avos, ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah. So Ben Chorin is only someone who's engaged in the learning of Torah. In fact, the lesson there is, "En lecha Ben Chorin ela mi she'osek b'salmud Torah." So how could we be called Bnei Chorin if we didn't receive the Torah yet? Meaning, the Maral says this, he saw it in many different ways, that Cherus is Ruchni, and the Gashmi is Avdus. What does that mean? It means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world already from day one, Shamayim Va'aretz, and then Neshama and Guf, the Neshama has to be the leader of the Guf, and the Guf will follow. And this idea that Cherus is Ruchni, for example, a Talmud Chacham is called someone totally who's been Chayrin. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that you don't ask the Talmidei Chachamim to pay taxes. They're not b'shibud. He says on that Mishnah, from the other point of view, shvu lechem po im achamor, the most chumristic animal is a donkey. Am adoim lechamor said about avodim. So this is a very clear distinction by the Maral, that ruchni is freedom, and gashmi is meaning always following. Following, it should follow the neshama. If the Yetzirah takes over, so it follows the last fashion from France. But it's always a follower. So someone who's a Chomri is an Eved, and someone who's a Ruchni is a Ben Chorin. And this is a Yisoid that's said over and over again. So how can we be called Bnei Chorin on Pesach when we're 50 days still from Matan Torah? Furthermore, the korban that we bring on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, korban ha'omer, is sa'ir. And then on Shavuos we bring chitim. And the Rambam explains again that sa'ir is meichel behema, because we weren't on such a high madrega yet. After 50 days, we climbed up and up, and now we transformed the meichel from sa'irim to chitim. So when we were in a level of sa'irim, how could we be called Bnei Chorin? L'chora, it should be that Chag HaCherus should be Shavuos. That's when we receive the Torah. Again, because the idea is only someone who's in a spiritual state of mind, he's a true free person. Im pagabacha menuvel zeh, the Yetzirah is trying to mislead you, mashcheu lebeis HaMedrash. That's the only way how to overcome him. When a person is schwitzing on a rajba, working hard, the Yetzirah cannot touch him. Right? And this is an idea that's, again, repeated again and again and again. So I just want to ask a Pesha question. Why is Pesach called Zman Cheruseinu? We have not yet received the Torah. We're still bringing a Korban Omer from Michael Sa'arim, which is from Sa'arim, which is Michael Behema. So what Cherus are we talking about? The physical Cherus? That we left Paro's heart? Beside it. Is that what it's about? That's called Cherus Olam. So this Akasha, again, I must say, I haven't seen anybody ask it clearly, but L'chora, it's a good Kasha. Moshe, would you agree it's a good Kasha? Huh? I gotta ask, come on. In a future, God will be Sol Mitzvah Shem. Oh. So here comes something Elam, I'm gonna say, we're on the journey to get the Torah. Is that enough to be on a journey? So we're called Bnei Chayrin because we're on a journey. You hear nothing but nothing. Metachios. That we're on the way.
But with the compassion,
I'm sorry? Yeah, but that's not the Cheres. The Cheres is not the Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh is something else. Again, it says specifically, mitzvahs cannot do the job. Ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'oisek betalmud Torah. If he does mitzvahs, korban Pesach, fine, it's great. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. It's a brisa, to be exact. Perek Shishi and Perek Yehovah is a brisa. So how do we call Pesach Zman Cheruseinu if we have not yet the Torah and we're still bringing a korban Tzairim, which is a Michael Behema? And Chegos, again, is only the Ruchni, right? That's what it is. Cheres is a Ruchni person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's a real, true, free person. The Maharal says, he's even a bigger Ben Chayrin than a king. Because a king's afraid maybe people will rebel against him, maybe another country will overpower him. It's not something intrinsic, it's still pending on outside conditions. But Ben Chayrin, a Talmud Chacham, he's the biggest Cheres in the world. There's no Tzad Shibu there. That's what the Maharal says. So we didn't receive the Torah yet, and yet we're called Chag HaCheres. Do I have the undivided attention of all those, everybody? Yeah. Okay, good. The Seder Gamor. Rabbi, I want to go with the Mahalach of what Yechezkel is saying, and here's a big Yisod. There's another big insight that the Maal always repeats on and again, that going towards something, to a certain degree, you're more engaged with it than when you already have it. To a certain degree, it's a little anti-climax when you reach it. I'll give an example. Omar Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Yechelki ma'meisim b'derech le'mitzvah. I'm going to die one day, says Rabbi Yossi. So I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I can order what kind of malach hamamas I should have. I want to die on the way going to a mitzvah. Frank the Maral, why doesn't he say, I'm going to die on the way? I'm dying when I'm already engaged in a mitzvah. Why when I'm going to a mitzvah? Says the Maral that you're in a much bigger shvung to reach a Kodesh Bochu when you're on the way of a mitzvah than when you're actually doing a mitzvah. It's a big chassidish yisoid of the achonat or something. Is even more than the thing itself. Right? Meaning, those, let's say, who fought for the state of Israel were a lot more patriotic about it and cared about it more than those who were born already into it. You can bring a medrash as a raya to it. It says on Sukkot, Lukachta lechem b'yom ha-rishon, says the medrash t'mchuma, yom ha-rishon, rishonu lecheshbon avoinas. It's the first one that the Averis start counting again. Why? Because after Yom Kippur, we cleaned the slate. And once we clean the slate, when do we start, unfortunately, accumulating Averis again? The first day of Sukkot. Explains the Medrash, and what about the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? There's 4 or 5 days. You're getting Abba Minim. It's very exact that there's 4 days, because for each Min. Because Eretz Yisrael, one day is the Lulav day, and the Esrog day, each day is a day. Right? So it's a Pele. If you're buying the Arba Minim, you don't do Averis. And when you take the Arba Minim and make a brocha on it, that's when you do Averis. Everything was a build-up to the Arba Minim, to say the brocha. So what's up, Shai? But that's exactly the point. When you're on the shvung of getting the Arba Minim, you're mamish into it. And you have a protection of the mitzvah. But once you're doing the mitzvah, you know, we feel it. We feel, we take the lulav, we make a bracha, we shake it, chutz v'shan rabba, and it's over. It's over. You put it in the bag, it's out. But when you're buying and going from one place to another, you're very engaged in it. Nachon? So going towards something is to a certain degree more than being there. The Maharal says this also in the Mishnah Perikah Avos, Yofe Shoa Achas Shel Toira Umaisim Toivim Bo Ilam Hazeh Mikol Chaye Olam Haba. That's what the Mishnah says. 1 hour of being engaged in Torah and Mitzvahs in this world is more meaningful than all Olam Haba. But the whole purpose of Mitzvahs is to get to Olam Haba. So how can it be more meaningful than Olam Haba? Says the Maharal, the same Yisoid. When you're in Olam Hazeh and you're doing mitzvahs, you're on the journey to Olam Haba. And that's even more than being in Olam Haba, obviously to a certain degree. I mentioned already once that I have a friend of mine called Yitzhak Reich. We learned together in a classmate of mine who's in Eretz Yisrael. He's today in politics a little bit. He's the deputy of Yitzhak Gafni, the Chaver Knesset. They say he'll be the next Chaver Knesset. And I remember, we're friends already for over 40 years. And he used to live in Chadera. I used to go visit him there. And I remember years later when I got married in Har Nof, so Rav Shlomo Fischer, Shlita, used to give shiurim in the summer, Shabbos afternoon, when it's a long day. And it was a big island that would come, so you had to go quickly to catch your seat. And I remember I went one Shabbos, quickly to catch my seat, and for some reason I was looking at Mr. Reich, the father of Yitzhak Reich. They moved already then to Har Nof from Chadera, and I saw him come into the room, and then suddenly fall down, screaming, and he never died. On Shabbos afternoon. And everybody left the room, the doctor stayed to see what could be done, and they came back and they said, no, it's over. Shabbi Echad. And the Levi was Mitzvah Shabbos, and Shlomo Fischer was masping him. And when Yitzhak Reich was sitting Shiva, I told him, you know, your father died exactly the way Rabbi Yossi Diamond for. Yeah, the shiur didn't start yet. He died on the way going to a shiur. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi wished. Okay, so you see from here, you say. The insight that you see from here is that when you're going towards something, it's more. What's the classical example to this insight? Again, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which the Maral addresses in another place, that Antinonus asked Rabbi, does a fetus have a Yetzirah? A fetus in his mother's womb. Does he have a Yetzirah? Yes or no? So Rebbe answered him, no, he doesn't. How do you know? He says, I know it from the Pasuk and I know it from a Svara. I know it from the Pasuk because it says, Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu urav, mishaninar latzes mime'imoy, when he comes out from his mother's womb. And before not. And then I got a Svara, says Rebbe. What's the Svara? You think if a fetus would have had a Yetzirah, he would have waited for 9 months? You think a Yetzirah has patience? It wouldn't have waited 9 months. That's the lesson of the Gemara. He would have kicked his mother and leave. Mind you, it's not speaking about a fetus who's already in the 7th or 8th or 9th month, that if he'll kick his mother and leave, he'll survive. It could be even 2 or 3 months. Why will he do it? He can't live then. That shows you what the Yetzirah is. Yetzirah is always a mini-suicide. That's what you see from this Gemara. Who Malchamov is, who Sutton, who Yetzirah, the Gemara of Basra. That's what the Yetzirah wants. And if it would be in a fetus, he wouldn't have waited at 9 months. Every time when there's a passion now, a lot of times it's Yetzirah. Peace now is Yetzirah. Yetzirah. Mashiach now is already something else. Okay. Right? I'm not saying every now is Yetzirah, but peace now is definitely Yetzirah. We had a struggle with the Palestinians for over 100 years. The truth is it goes back to Yitzhak and Ishmael. I want peace now. What do you mean now? It won't happen now. Now. I don't got time. Yet. But if a Yetzirah, you tell a Yetzirah, now wait 9 months, he won't. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Maral, why is the Gemara speaking about if a fetus has a Yetzirah or doesn't have a Yetzirah? The mind of Kibina. We're not fetuses anymore anyway. Whoever's learning this Gemara is not a fetus anymore. My nafkimina, says the Maral, a big yisoid, you should your whole life try to be a fetus. What does that mean? You know what's unique about a fetus? He's always growing. He's always striking. You know how come a fetus doesn't have a yetzirah? That thing one doesn't explain. The why. Because he's constantly in a move to progress. Today it's the kidneys, tomorrow it's the liver. He's constantly growing. And Mimela, since he's constantly growing, yeah? Since he's constantly growing, the Yetzirah cannot touch him. Someone who's on the Shvung to grow, the Yetzirah cannot touch him. Always be on the Shvung to reach a next goal. Set targets and get the next goal. Because when you're, for example, we know from our wives that if our wives have to leave the home and the soup's on the fire, if you close the fire, so then the soup can get sour. not good. If you're going to leave it on a big fire, it'll burn out. So what's the Eitzah? A small fire. What's the word for that in English?
Simmer.
Simmer. Simmer, right? And then what happens then? It could be the whole day and won't get spoiled. If it's like small, if it's kochzach, like we say in Yiddish, it's okay. It won't get spoiled. Why? Because it's constantly doing something. When it's constantly doing something, it doesn't get spoiled. Close the fire and let the soup stay put. It will get spoiled in an hour, two, whatever. But if it's kochzach the ganze tog, it's okay. Esav represents this concept, right? Esav, meaning Esav was the father of Amalek. Evil. What should be his name? Esav, that he's done? He's a finished product? That's what you got to say about someone who's the biggest mass murderer in the Bria? Yeah, that's the word. He took himself as a finished product. He's not growing anymore. Hi, how come there was a, how come was in his mother's room he wanted to go over there? Okay, it's a kasha. The Marsha and the Maharal speak about it. That's not a point now. Someone who is a finished product is the epitome of evil. And what's, how does Yaakov represent the opposite? Yaakov says, the Zohar Kodesh says, that on the Ekev means on the heel, when it's all over. Ekev means when it's almost finished, there's still the Yud. The Yud means always, Al Shema Machshova, says Rashi in Az Yosher. There's still a future. There's always still what to grow. Even when it looks over. Like Rabbi Sol Zalant would say, Kol od shaner dolek, efshar letaken. As long as the fire is on, you can attack it. As long as you're alive, you can grow. The Vilna Gaon, if he would have lived another week, he would have been even bigger. Could you be bigger? Yeah, absolutely. There's no end. That's the name Yaakov. That even when it's in the Ekev, when it's over, there's the Yud, which means biter. Oy vavoy, if a person hears in his ears, you have reached your destination. Oy vavoy. On the tum-tum, that's okay.
But,
on his life though, reached your destination? Chas v'shalom. There's always, you accomplish one goal, next one. Always be a fetus. Always be a uber. Always be someone that's stagging towards. Always. You finish one masakta, the next day start the next one. Now the boy said, this is something which is kedai a little bit to think about. Because if you take someone who's 25 years old, a lawyer, who's starting off as a lawyer, so what do you know? Ask him, what's your plans? He's just starting now. He got his degree. He's just starting. He says, in 5 years, I'd like to become choshuv in the company. In 10 years, I'd like to be a senior. In another 15 years, I'd like to be a partner. And another 20 years, I want to kick everybody else out. And I'll be the only one. And then I'll hire the next one that will kick me out after 20 years. But what I need to say is that he has a very clear agenda. A very clear schedule. Targets, will it happen or not? This time it won't happen. Usually, Rabbi Machshovas Belevish, Batzas Hashem Hisakum. It won't happen. But Lamaisa, there are clear targets, clear timing, and that's how he lives. Ask that same lawyer who's 25 years old, let's say he's a yeshiva bacher, and you ask him, tell me, and what are your targets in the spiritual world? In the Ruchnistic world? He says, what do you mean? Well, you also have like, what, you want to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now? No, I take it as they come. Day in, day out. Like you have a, how can you set targets when it comes to spirituality? Spirituality, by definition, is evasive. You can't. You can't be kovea that this year you're going to finish this masechta, next year you're going to finish that masechta, this year you're going to learn Chumash Rashi, next year you'll learn Chumash Ramban, this year you'll work on the Midah of Kaz, next year you'll work on the Midah of Gaiva. You don't have an agenda? You think anybody reached anything in Ruchnis without doing that? Anecdotally so that you know. You think he didn't have a rigid schedule and stuck to it come what may? It had to be. You think the Chofetz Chaim woke up one morning and here they made a film about him? 1923 coming to Vienna. You think that's what happened? He woke up one day, I'm a Chofetz Chaim. I read a lot about the Chofetz Chaim. Was he tough with himself? He had the discipline. And if you miss one day, the next day is double. You make it up. You don't just live. But again, it's pasha to us when it comes to our careers that we set targets and we set goals. And if they'll happen or not, that's again secondary. But we know where we're going to. I know where I want to be when I'll be, ask the guys 25, I know what I want to be when I'll be 50. When I'll be 55. Ask that same yid, and what about Ruchnius?
I don't know.
You know, I want to be a good Jew. Yeah, but do you have any specific goals?
No.
So what do you think is going to happen? I can tell you now, it won't happen. Without goals, it won't happen. With goals, Efsha v'ulai. Ulai, Efsha. Kulei hai v'ulai. You add a set goals. And once you accomplish one goal, you go to the next one. And one target, the next target. You have to do that. Because that means you're a fetus your whole life. But if what comes is, you know, I'll cut the shirim, you know, and the shirim, you chazal the shirim, you make sure you know them. No, I just come. And what are you doing this year? I try to listen. Oh, yeah. And do you, like once a week, do you chazal what you did? The Shabbos table, do you make it a point that to come every week with a different Vatara, that to give your family a little more some kind of Ruchnistic experience? No. We sit at the Shabbos table, I ask one of the kids to say something for our conscience, and that's it, and then I want to finish the meal so I can go to sleep. Right? You are the goals. Now Shabbos is a long day, so what are your goals for Shabbos?
No, I don't know.
I'll see. Well, you know, we take it slow, we take it as they come. That's not the way I live, Chaver. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I know about him for a fact. He had targets from the age of 13. He set targets and he conquered one target after another. I know this being idea. And that's the kind of became Reb Shlomo Zalman. But a life without targets is a life without accomplishments. And a life without accomplishments is, you'll remember the Gemara that you learned today. Let's try to speak to what you learned last year. Last year? Yeah, I remember there's something. That's how it goes, I say. So meaning, let's sum up. Pesach is called Zman Simchaseinu. Good. Just testing. Of course, okay. Pesach is called Zman Chiruseinu because it's coming to teach you how to look at life. You're on a way, on the journey to Kabbalah Satara. And you should always be on a journey. Always be Likas. Likas Shabbos, Lechu V'Nelcha. Always have a goal. And you say, Chevra, it's so important. I'm just joking aside. It's so important. And without it, it won't happen. And you got to be tough with yourself. And if one day you missed it, you do the next day double. And Shabbos Yichazel, what you learn throughout the week. And Chochmot. Just like people do with their career. Right? The Chofetz Chaim used to say. The Chofetz Chaim would say. Again, I'll give you an example. That if a person comes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, why didn't you learn more Torah? If we'll say, you know, I was very busy with my parnasa and supporting my wife and children, okay, it could be accepted. That could be accepted. Again, of course, we're going to see how much you need. Was it, are you working on your 10th million or your 20th million? Then, of course, we'll check. But of course, we'll accept it. Says the Holy Chofetz Chaim, but then, of course, we're going to come up with another question. And then he's going to say, okay, you have to work. What about Shabbos and Sundays? Then you do not have to work. How much did you learn then? Says the Halakha Chofetz Chaim, and he brings in the name of a sefer called Chosin Yeshua, that if a person learned well on Shabbos and Sunday, so he's going to get schar not only for those 2 days, but for the whole week. He proved this point, that he could not learn because he had a job, and with the 2 days that he did not have a job, he's not going to get done learning. He's going to get schar not only for the 2 days, for the other 5 days as well. The point has been made. But if on Shabbos and Sunday he also didn't crack open a sefer, or he learned here, he learned there, but he wasted tons of hours, so the Eibush is going to say, hey, Motek, it's not because of your job that you're not learning. Look, Shabbos, Sunday, you also didn't learn. And then there's no job there. So it's not me not interested in learning. Then I'll get punished not only for those 2 days, but for the whole week. That's what the Chof Chaim says. So it's very important, Chavre. If it comes Shabbos, comes Sunday. I can tell you, you know, in a shul in America, I saw it with my own eyes, the Aguda shul in Baltimore. You know how many people learn there on Sunday morning? Between 300 to 400 people. A city in North America called Baltimore. Because Sunday we don't work. So you got time to sit and learn. Can we do something like that in London? There should be a center of learning 300 or 400 people in one place. Because Sunday you're not working. Give out. No, but what happens on Sunday? It's called Shabbos Sheni Shel Galuyos. And now we sit down and we just take it easy. And barbecue Zahin and barbecue Zahin. Someone who's on a job, on a mission, he can't waste 2 days a week. He cannot. He has to be on a journey, on a goal. A boy say, it's so important. That's what we learn from the fact that Pesach is called Zman Chayruseinu. Zman in Hebrew, time for a Yid, is a different thing than for a Goy. Time for a Goy is what happened already. Whatever happened is repeating itself. Time for a Yid is Lahazmin. In Yiddish, I think you say to Tzigreg? Tzigreg. Tzigreg. To get ready. Lahazmin. Hey, get ready, Matek. There's a future here. Are you getting ready to what's happening? It's a Hasidic Maise that there was a clock of the Chosim in Lublin in some kind of hotel, and another tzaddik came in afterwards and he couldn't fall asleep at nights. He asked the owner, who does this clock belong to? We got it from someone. Who? I couldn't fall asleep because of the clock. He says, it's the clock of the Chosim in Lublin. He says, what's so special about this clock? Every clock tells you how much time went by, how much time went by. This clock is saying, you're getting closer to Mashiach, you're getting closer to Mashiach. Every hour that goes by, you're getting closer to the ultimate purpose. Instead of saying, I wasted an hour, I'm getting closer to an hour. So boys, let's just sum up what we learned today. When you're on a journey towards something, that's really when you're into it. A fetus is always constantly on a journey, and therefore the Yetzer Hara cannot touch him. Once a person thinks, I have nothing to work on myself. I'll clean my car, I'll clean my home, but me, I'm okay. Yeah, you know, this outlook, if you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, yeah, I'm okay, listen, I'm not perfect, but again, who is? You look at the mirror and you say to yourself, Zat Tov Mad. The English people say, not too bad. But when you look in the mirror, you say, that's good. That's an Esav outlook. Esav outlook is, what I see in the mirror, fine. Again, not perfect, but again, who is? So, it's good. It's good. Of course, you've got to be happy with what your accomplishments, but to focus on what yet still has to be accomplished. As long as we're here, that means we got things to accomplish. They say on the singer of Shlomo Kalbach that he went to the Amshin Rebbe a month or two before he died. He says, I'm not mechadish anymore nigunim. What's the reason? So the Amshin told him, that's the story. Maybe you finished your tafkid already. As long as you're here, you got to produce. The Maharal says it again, that when a tree is blossoming, now we're doing Birkas Ailonis, how is it called in Hebrew, a tree that blossoms? Hare Ilonas Belivluvam. Livluv comes from the Shorash Lev. Lev means a heart. It's producing. Life means to produce. That's what it means. That's the essence of life. As long as you're here, that means you got a job to do. You got a job to do, do it right. Do it right means with a target, with a goal, with a timetable. It's called in English, Bekitzer, time management. And see how you're progressing and going. That's what a fetus is all about. And that's why Pesach is called Zman Cheruseinu, because we're setting the mode, we're going towards Matan Torah. As it says, V'tzeischem v'mitzayim t'avdunas elokim ala har hazeh. It's all towards Matan Torah. Okay, nobody says, so we should all be zoich to have a chag kosher v'sameach, and in Yetz Hashem, shenoicha min ha'psochim min ha'zvachim, and to internalize this concept of going towards something always. I got this to accomplish, I'll finish this, then there's other to accomplish. Call to us.
Okay.